Dear Mr. President, I am taking the liberty of composing for you a preliminary draft of your first speech to the United Nations. After the usual preliminary remarks, you could begin. America is back. It is back in the fold of the family of nations. It is ready to reach its hand out, to join other hands, to help to do the work necessary to find the common ground of a shared commitment to peace and cooperation. Although the challenges are many, they share one common prerequisite, the prerequisite of a commitment by the peoples of the world to hold us, their national leaders, accountable for finding the common ground of a shared commitment to peace and cooperation. Toward that end, I am proposing that the United Nations issue voluntary certificates of world citizenship. This would allow individual applicants around the world to become dual citizens, citizens of their country and citizens of the world. If there is to be competition between the nations of the world, let it be over which nation can have the largest percentage of its populations become dual citizens of the world. I will personally lead this registration drive in the United States. Let us give the United Nations a citizenship base. Let us give this base a loud and clear voice. Let us collectively hear the human cry for peace, the human need for food, and the plea for safety. Let us start, collectively, to be directly responsive to world citizenship, not just individually, to the separate citizenships of the world. This is the change we have all been waiting for.
President Obama himself would be far more eloquent, and he has already made clear that the United States is again an international partner in the quest for world political order. But speeches last only as long as immediate memory. Symbolic politics, however, give longevity to our good words. I have no illusion that a symbolic piece of paper with the words citizen of the world will have any immediate practical effect on world political order. But I do know that symbolic politics is a starting place. A certificate of citizen of the world is an icon that transcends time, people, and place. First, it is a simple definition of a concept. Second, it is an expression of an ideal and a symbol of hope. Third, it is a simple commitment that anyone can make. And fourth, it is a rallying point for activism. Although a United Nations certificate of world citizenship would have no legal authority, it is not a worthless piece of paper. It is the start of a worldwide citizen database. It is the basis for t-shirts, posters, and stickers from the United Nations store. It is a reason for flying the United States and a UN flag from your home. And it is the basis for dialogue and for political recruitment to a cause. Globalization, in all of its many forms, economic, political, and social, has linked the fate of all the peoples of the world. We will either acknowledge that we are pushing the limits of the carrying capacity of the planet and respond accordingly, or we shall collapse the earth that sustains us. This we know to be true. There is no other place to go. The first step is for each of us, individually, to proclaim ourselves to be citizens of the world, to act responsibly on that citizenship, no less than our national citizenship, and to hold others accountable to do the same. What an exciting time to be alive.